Good morning. We continue with our study of Mishnayos as we do every single day. Ligdei Nishmas Sara Malka Bas Rabbi Yitzchak. We are in Masechta Nedarim Perek Tes Mishnah Yud. We also begin Perek Yud as well. Konim Sheni Nosei Es Plonis Keura Barei Na. Right. What if a person takes a neder and he says, "I will not marry so and so. She's ugly." But the fact is, she's not ugly. She's a beautiful girl. Or Shchora, she's dark. Right. And Vare Levana, she's light, she has Noric features. Tara, she's too short. I take another because she's too short. Vare Aruka, she's not short at all. So Mutter, but he's allowed to go ahead and marry her under those circumstances. The Mishnah explains exactly why. Lo mipneshi kura vinasis no shchor vinasis levanak tzara vinasis haruka. It's not because she was ugly and then became beautiful, or because she was dark and became light, or because she was short and became tall. Elisha, neder tos. The bottom line is that the neder is a mistake. It happened once that someone took a neder forbidding Hana from his sister's daughter, right? Which is a long-standing practice. People would ideally think that those would be ideal shidduchim. And this guy takes a neder. He thought she was ugly. He didn't want to marry her. They took her into Rabbi Shmuel's home, and they beautified her. They got her nice clothing and cosmetics and jewelry, and now all of a sudden she was gorgeous. It was a beauty makeover at the Rabbi Shmuel house. Samalo Rabbi Shmuel, Bini Lazuna Darta, is this the woman you took a neder on? And Amar Lo Lav, he said, no way. Vitiro Rabbi Shmuel. Based on that, Rabbi Shmuel said he can marry her. And why is that? Because he realized that it was possible to make her beautiful. She couldn't have been ugly in the first place. Thus the neder was a neder by mistake. So to conclude the story, Bosa Shah Bacha Rabbi Shmuel Be'amar, Rabbi Shmuel started to cry. And he would say, Benos Yisrael Nosein, the daughters of Israel are very beautiful people. Elisha Nios Menav Losan. It's the poverty that makes them ugly. And Rabbi Shmuel cried over the state of the Jewish girls, who because they were so poor, they didn't look attractive, even though they were naturally beautiful. Ukshemes Rabbi Shmuel, Hayu Benos Yisrael Nosos Kina Ve'omros, Benos Yisrael Rabbi Shmuel Bechena. And when they used to, when Rabbi Shmuel died, the Benos Yisrael mourned even more so than everyone else, and they cried. They said, "Daughters of Israel, cry over Rabbi Shmuel." V'chinu Omer b'Shaul. That's what it says about Shaul HaMelech. Benos Yisrael al Shaul b'chena. That Shaul HaMelech, you should cry when he died, because he used to take care of the Jewish women. He would give them fine clothing and jewelry so that people would want to marry them. And so thus Rabbi Shmuel was like Shaul HaMelech, and that he also had compassion for Jewish women who were poor. Then we continue with the 10th parak and start right away. Nara Marasa. We have a concept called Hafaras Nedarim. The Torah at the beginning of Parshas Matos identifies certain ways that certain people can get out of a neder. Most of us realize we have to go to a chacham, and that's called Hataras Nedarim, the undoing of a neder. That's what we talked about in the 9th parak. But a girl has a woman has a possibility on certain types of nedarim to have hafara, where she goes to her father if she's under the age of bas mitzvah, or she goes to her husband if she's married, and if either of them hear on the day of the neder, and they say, no way, Jose, right? That's called hafaras haneder. Now, what if a girl is a nara? She's not a bogeris yet. She's still partially in her father's domain, but she's also a melrasa. She's partially married off. She's undergone the erusin. So, avila mefir nedareh. Her father and the husband together are mefir the neder. Hefer avlo, hefer abal, hefer abal, hefer av. If either one of them, the father or the husband, does the hafaras haneder and not the other one, eno mufar, it is not considered undone. It's not considered canceled. Ve'in tzarech lomar shekiyam echad mehem. And certainly if one of them says, I like the neder, certainly that neder is not going to be canceled under the circumstances. We'll stop here. Be'ezras Hashem, continue tomorrow morning. Everyone have a fantastic, amazing day.